Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to choose to spend your time with us, and for that we are grateful. I tell you, you're going to be blessed tonight with tonight's topic, but we're not going to jump to the show quite yet. But the topic is expectation for good. And so I just want to thank all of our sponsors before we jump in. We want to thank Infographics for all the graphic. If you need your graphic needs, they can take care of your business cards, flyers, newsletters, and so much more. Infographics is A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F-X as an x-ray. We have Inspired Jewels, the number 4U.com. Get your $5 vaporizer jewelry through smartjewelsforyou.com. We have Unique Expression by Design that takes care of all of your custom personal and business needs. If you need customized pens, pencils, cups, mugs, they're there for you. That, again, is Unique Expression by Design.com. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's the sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. We have the Jasmine House Foundation that is hosting annual jazz soiree on September 21st. Go out to Eventbrite and purchase your tickets today and support a wonderful, wonderful cause, touching the lives of many. Guys, thank you so much again for tuning in to us for On Fire to Inspire tonight. Topic is expectation for good. So like last week, my computer went down, and I already knew it was going to be a powerful show. Well, this week, something similar. The internet decided to go down. So I already knew it was coming as a distraction, but God is getting the glory. And so we just give God praise, and the topic is just perfect. And it was actually a word that the Lord gave my spiritual mother, Apostle Zoe. And without further ado, we're going to welcome Apostle Zoe to the show. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Apostle. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be with you tonight.
Amen. I'm excited as well, because when I tell you every technical difficulty that I thought I had resolved, and I was like, you know what, it's all good because we are up and functional. We're going forth because it's an assignment to be done, right?
Right. And, you know, those distractions and those things come just to let us know that God is at work doing great things. So it is well, and we're celebrating anything.
Amen. So, Papa, I want you to introduce yourself to the listeners that may not know you, that may not have heard you. I don't know how they don't know you yet. But in the event they haven't, I want you to introduce yourself to them.
Okay. Well, I am Apostle Andrea Zoe Lickett, and I am a pastor. I also have, I love the prophetic. That's a part of my makeup. How many of you know that you're born to be a prophet, you know, when you know, and so I say that's who I am. But I am a mother, I am a wife, I am a pastor, and I love people. So and that comes from God loving me. It's amazing that you can live in the earth and for so long not know who you are and not understand yourself. But as you come into the knowledge of the Lord, he brings you into who you are. So I have a lot of roles. but it is well. God gives me the grace to function in all of them. So I'm just grateful today for who the Lord has called me to be. And number one, that is a daughter, and coming into my own relationship with the Lord, bringing out all the qualities and personality of what He has already placed in me. So I'm very grateful, very thankful tonight, and I have a very wonderful, wonderful church in Conyers, Georgia, Kingdom Works International, that the Lord allows me to steward and have some great people that I mentor, nurture, and love on.
Amen, amen, and amen. I tell you, I am so grateful. For those of you who did not get her introduction, she is my spiritual mother. Before meeting this lady, it was like a budded flower that was closed up, and I have seen gifting after gifting just awaken being under her. So I just give God praise for you and your obedience as you lead us and guide us through the word. And it's not boasting in you, but it's boasting of the God. And again, I'm appreciative.
Amen. 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 Well, I thank God for you, Aaliyah. I thank God for how you have budded in it, and I think you have really explained it very well, how you have really prospered and beginning, you have flourished under the ministry and just embracing who you were, and has given you such confidence and boldness to come out. And I love the name of the show, because you truly inspire people. And the thing about it is that's your gift. That means you can do that even when you're hurt, or even when you're broken, or when you feel like you're lacking, you're still able to inspire others. And with that, God blesses you. God uses your very gift to turn around for you to be able to reap from. So we thank God for you and what God is using you to do.
Amen, amen. I'm honored to be able to be the chosen vessel for it. I'm so honored. So, Apostle, tonight's topic, an expectation of good. I always ask
yes.
about the topic. What does that topic itself mean to you?
Well, tonight, as I was thinking about the expectation of good, there is a scripture in Psalms 27 that I believe we all should really take hold of and allow it to really be our scripture. Let it be our word. In Psalms 27 and 13, this is David speaking, the psalmist. And he had been going through some things, and there's been obstacles and challenges and enemies and all kind of things you'll see in that whole chapter. But then when it gets down to verse 13, it says, and I'm reading actually from another translation. It's from the Amplified Version. It says, What would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? So an expectation of good, and this is the scripture that kept coming up and that we really have to speak to the believers today, is that number one, expectation is defined as a strong belief. So Apostle David here, he's actually saying that he had a strong belief that he would see the Lord's goodness. He expected to see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. And then verse 14, it says, wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Expect the Lord. Be brave and of a good courage, and let your heart be stout. and enduring. Can you just see that? And everybody that is just listening, listen what David is saying. Now, David is one who was in many battles. He was one that had many enemies. He was also one that had made many mistakes. He had been there, done it, so to speak. But being there, done it, he still had an expectation or a strong belief that he would still see the Lord's goodness no matter what in the land of the living. And so that expectation of good is something that we have to keep within our hearts and keep meditating on. Now, I'm pretty sure there's so many instances and stories of how David was being chased and hunted down and all kinds of things were going on in his time. But the truth of the matter, there is all kinds of things going on in our time. And yes. a lot is evil. A lot of evil is going on in our day just as well. And you see, the Bible says that darkness would cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the glory shall arise upon us. So what does that mean? In the midst of evil, in the midst of the challenges, in the midst of everything that seems to be challenging and going wrong, God says you can continue your belief itself of the goodness of the Lord shall cause you to triumph. It will cause you to begin to rise above where the things that are going on will not affect you. And so I want to encourage everybody that if you're hearing me and you believe in the Lord, then there should only be an expectation of good. There should only be an expectation of good.
I agree. And Apostle, what was that scripture again? Because I'm posting it in the event.
Okay, that is Psalms 27, 13, and 14.
Okay.
And there is also another scripture that I do want to read because it says, expect the Lord. For us to expect the Lord, we have to expect good because the Bible tells us that only good and perfect things come from the Father that is from above. So so anytime we're expecting the Lord, we're actually expecting who he is. Who he is good. The Bible lets us know that the Lord is good. And so when we're expecting good, we're really expecting the Lord. And if we say we're expecting the Lord, we're expecting good. And so that's the purpose for keeping your belief system charged through the Word of God in knowing who God is. Because there is so much going on, and there's so much, and we see people shifting and in different ways and or whatever, but the Lord and his words shall stand, and it shall be forever. The Bible says that everything else will pass away, but the Word, the Word is eternal. And so when the Word lets us know that good and perfect gifts come from the Father and there's no turning or there's no shadow of turning in him, and he will not cause evil by turning. So we just have to see the kind of God that we're really serving and not allow circumstances and situations and things to overtake us to where it takes away our expectation of good.
Amen. You said something really key there, Apostle. So many people get caught up and get distracted by what they see around them or what they see right there in their face. But their expectation has to be beyond what they see, right?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, that is so true in that scripture, in Psalms that David is saying. If you look up verses right before he says that, he's talking about how when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. He talked about how a host encamped around, camped against him. He was talking about he would not let his heart fear. He would not let his heart fear. But then he goes on in 13 and talks about, because I will expect of the Lord and I will wait patiently on the Lord and to see his goodness in the land of the living. So the truth of the matter is, it really doesn't matter how bad it is. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear that, but it is a truth that it really doesn't matter how bad it is if your belief and your expectancy is in the Lord, because he cannot fail you. He will not fail you when your belief, your faith, your relying on, you're trusting in, you're looking unto him. That's that expectation. I'm expecting the Lord, even though this is going on. That's what David was saying. Even though it seems like some people have rose up against me, even though it seems as if, you know, there are some that are accusing me of things that I know not of. Even, he says, in the face of so much, he says it just like this. He says, I'll wait and I'll hope for and I'll expect the Lord. I'll be brave and of good courage. And I'll let my heart be stout and enduring. Oh man, that's something. Huh. You know, when I think about that, I think about the strength of like a horse. You know what I'm saying? They're stout. Yeah. You know, and they're not easy to be moved. And that's the way we have to be in this hour, no matter what. That our God will come through, and what he comes through with is good, because only good and only perfect gifts come from the Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's good. Yes. That's good. Yes. And that's what we want to encourage everybody. I remember one night, Aaliyah, we were actually at the church and we were having prayer. We were having a service and I was in prayer and I heard the Lord say that to expect only good, to expect only good, to expect only good. And see, when you start, when your heart is fearful or expecting something evil, the Bible says, I didn't even give you that spirit to expect evil, but to expect good because of who I am. So sometimes it really let us know where we are. If we're expecting, you know, an evil report or expecting something bad to come into being, or we see something and it causes us to shake and to shiver, so to speak, then we really have to look and see, do we have strong belief in the Lord? Is that is that belief really in the Lord like we're claiming? But the truth is, we're believers. We're born into believing. When you receive Jesus, he puts that spirit of believing. That means believing further than you can see, believing further than you can naturally hear. There's something in you just believes the Lord.
That's good.
And this is the hour, because this is a great time. You know, you're hearing a lot of preachers talk about this is a great time to be alive, and truly it really is. Even though there seems to be so much going on in our news, in our local cities, and just so much going on, and then it seems like our lives are getting busier and or whatever. But the truth of the matter is, in the heart of the believer, he's still looking unto God. In the heart of the believer, he has this knowing that the Lord is ready to reveal and to bring forth good for his people. It's our time. This ain't the time to be discouraged. It's not the time to be fretful. It's not the time to be afraid. It's not the time to be fearful and timid. But it is the time to launch over into knowing that God is doing something great for his people. He's doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 and yes. You know, when you said that stout and about the horse, I actually saw this huge stallion.
Yes, I actually saw a huge stallion.
As you described that stout and enduring, I start seeing a huge stallion. And,
yes.
You know, make me think about the what was that, Black Beauty? You know, remember how beautiful that,
yes.
that stallion was? And, you know, when you think about the endurance that we have in him, you know, whew, and our expectation
yes,
is
yes.
only good. Oh, my God. My God, my
it's
God.
It's only good. It's only good. And let me tell you, when that expectancy is there, let me tell you, it gives off an air about you. It even changes the atmosphere. It causes even, you know, the temperature, the climate of where you are and what you're doing. It is different when that expectation, that expectancy, that strong belief in the Lord. And, you know, you don't, and see, the thing about that is, that's a spirit that we have. The spirit of expectation is when you know what, it doesn't matter how long it's been, it doesn't matter where you are or what you're facing, but there's within you is such a belief that's going on, knowing that the Lord can't fail and the Lord won't fail, and that the Lord is nothing is impossible to him, and that when you put your trust and your faith in him, that he will bring it. You know, you don't even have to know how. This ain't even the time to even I was talking to a team of my ladies last week, and I was saying some things and just releasing it into their spirit. And, you know, and the thing about it is they heard it, but they was able to grab it. And I told them, I said, don't start trying to figure out how. Don't even try to look at what you can physically do that you can see this happening, because this doesn't have anything to do with just what you can do. This has everything to do with time, the time that we're in as the people of God, and what God is wanting to do in the earth realm concerning us, what he must reveal to us and through us for the world. So it's not the time to try to humanly reason how to make it happen. It's time to have your belief in the Lord, and being in the Lord is an expectation of good, not of evil, not of evil.
Yes. You know, you have some people that are naturally, what do you call those people? There's a nickname for them, but I can't think of what it is off the top of my head. But those people who they don't know how to think positively. I remember someone who like that was, and I used to tell her, you know what? My grandma used to say something like this: if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. But we have to train our mind to get into this position of I only expect good. Train your mindset to, if that thought don't, and I remember I learned this from you, if that thought does not line up with the word of God or what has been spoken over my life, then I don't have to agree with it. So I can tell that thought, you don't belong to me. And that's what some people need to shift their mindset with, knowing and understanding that my expectation is for only good, regardless of what I currently see.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, you can even be, you know, listening and just saying, wow, it's just like, you know, I want to believe that, or I want to be there, or whatever. And it may just seem like, how am I, you know, with all these things that's going on, you can't do it without the word of God. You can't think completely positive. We have some positive people out here, but the truth about that is that the only way you can be consistently positive and is through the word of God, through the word of God. And so you have to take the time to hear what God says concerning who he is, what he plans for you. And you have to get that into your inner self. You have to actually meditate it. And that's what I was ministering earlier. For the last 2 weeks, I've been talking about meditation, because that expectation comes from what you meditate. It comes from what you meditate. And so if you're meditating on the things that are going wrong, the things that hadn't happened yet, you know, all of this, then you have a fear of evil. And when you realize that that's what's going on in your thought life, then you have to replace that with the word of God. And yes, you got to do something to replace it. You got to, you know, pull away some time, hear what the mind of God is concerning you, concerning who he is. And you got to place that within you. You have to continue feeding yourself to have that expectation. But if you're not getting that word, you can't expect that word if it's not enough of that word running through your spirit and running through your mind.
Amen. That makes a lot of sense.
Yes. Because you can't really get the good out of. If you get in your car right now and you hit the radio, you know, you can even turn it on a lot of gospel stations, and you can hear good songs. And then before they move to the next song, they have given you three or four commercials that are not good. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you is that a lot of times, everything that comes, that's coming through to us or being introduced to us, is things of what's going on in the world, and it is negativity. That's why you have to pull yourself away, and you have to replace all of that has come in through media, come in through whatever, come through family members, come through whatever. You have got to replace it with the word of God. So, and you have to meditate the word of God so that the expectancy level can be there.
Wow. Yes, that is so good. Feed yourself and meditate on it. Oof.
Yes, it will cause you to expect. It will cause you to expect. You know, I can somewhere and sit down and read a few verses, and I can feel my spirit leaping because of that word. It stirred my inner being up, and it gives me faith. The word produces faith.
Mm-hmm.
It produces that expectation of what you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's you end up expecting what you're reading, and it's vice versa. If you're always hearing an evil report, you're always taking in something negative being said. If you're only looking at the things that are wrong, what it does is it produces a greater expectancy for the opposite. But it is the very same way with the Word of God. The Word of God produces an expectancy in your life for that comes from the Word, which is good. And no matter what the earth is bringing, I'm telling you, if
uh-huh.
your expectation
uh-huh.
is good, it
uh-huh.
good will produce for you. If it's not producing for
uh-huh.
nobody else, it'll produce for you because of your expectancy.
Wow, I like that. If it's not producing for anybody else, it's still going to produce for you because of your expectancy. That's a beautiful thing right there, Paul. That's a beautiful
yes, it is.
Thing.
Yes, it is. And all of God's people right now need to be in high expectation, in high expectancy of what the Lord is doing. I'm telling you, we're coming. The Lord has just been speaking in my heart and in my spirit about the next few months left, the remainder months of this year, how there is going to be just great manifestations coming forth, breaking out. And this has not really got anything to do with what we can do. It has everything to do with who God is. It has everything to do
mm-hmm.
with the timing of God, of what he has to do in the earth realm. And he's going to do it with the believers, those with the expectancy,
mm-hmm.
those that are looking for it. That, I mean, expectancy means I'm looking for something. I'm looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm looking for good. And so the Holy Ghost, what he does, the Spirit of Truth, he'll start bearing witness in your own spirit, within your heart. You know what? Something is going on. And you know what? God is getting ready to do great things. And see, that go that expectancy is you start expecting it. You start expecting God to turn stuff around. You start expecting goodness to come out of a bad, what we call a bad situation. We start expecting all things to begin to align themselves and work together for our good. We start expecting because of what
mm-hmm.
our spirit bearing witness with us that God is doing in this hour and in this time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, there are things that you see in the scriptures where God did things not just because he, you know, that's just like Mary getting ready to bring Jesus in the earth. That young girl, you know, yes, she loved the Lord, but it was time for the Lord to come into the earth. So he chose her, you know, it was time. So we're just in a time of what God is doing, and your expectancy needs to be there.
Yes. Ooh, that is beautiful. Oh, my God. Wow. Jesus. This is good to me. I tell you, you know, I'm getting all kind of chats and text messages and all kind of stuff. Did you have anything else you want to say before we open up the lines? Because I believe we're going to get some bombarding on the lines tonight. But I'm excited.
Amen.
There's such an excitement in my spirit. And
Yes, it is.
I want you to get out everything you wanted to say before I open up the lines, because I already feel what's about to happen.
Well, I'm ready for you to open up the line.
Okay, all right. Well, if you're listening by internet, you guys are going to have to dial in. If you're listening by phone, you're already got it. You're ahead of the game. If you're listening by 929-477-2178, press option 1, and we're going to bring you on. If you have a question, comment, you can share about if you whatever you're feeling right about now. Because I know for me, Apostle, what I currently see is I see an airplane that's already taken off and it's steady climbing. And I tell you, it's so I can visually see this so strong. And it is just, it's just like, I'm just, woo. Jesus. So for those of you who are listening live, you have a question or comment. Y'all press 1 if you're listening by phone. And we're going to bring you on with us. And if you're listening by internet, you got to dial that number in, 929-477-2178. Apostle, we got our first call. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to On Friday Inspire with Apostle Zoe and Aaliyah. Hello, you're live. Hello, did you have a question or comment? You may be on mute. We can't hear you. Hello? All right. Maybe you need to try to call back in. 929-477-2178. Option 1. Y'all stop texting and chatting me and press that 1. 929-477-2178. I tell you, Apostle, that expectation for good. I mean, I was just in worship Saturday, and I started hearing the Lord say that again, and it just was like, whoo, and I remembered you releasing it in prayer, and then I started hearing it again. And I was like, okay, here we go with another caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Apostle Zoe and Aaliyah.
Hi, good evening, Apostle Mom and Aaliyah. This is Wakinda.
Great evening.
Hello, Wakinda.
How are you? Oh, my
gosh. Great.
Awesome. I have been listening, and I'm like, I'm so excited. I'm over here. I'm one of the ones texting over here just listening and just thinking about, as you were talking, with that expectation. And everywhere that we see, like even in the Word, where there was an expectation, it produced. And I thought about even in like the New Testament, like the woman with the issue of blood, she said something to herself and she had such an expectation because of who Jesus was that it produced the desired result. And so that is just like, you know, it's so exciting to
that
me to know that when we have the right expectation, it's going to produce the desired result. And you even told us one time before that when we have the wrong expectation, it's going to produce a result too. It's not going to be the one that we desire, but it is going to produce. Also, and as I'm listening, it has everything to do with God's character. That's what I heard you saying, because David, he was so convinced regarding God's character. It didn't have anything to do with, and I'm not sure where David was in his life. I mean, I don't know, you know, where, if he was running from Saul at that time. I don't know. I don't know exactly what was going on at that time when he wrote that historically. But he was so convinced about who God is, who God was, and who God is, and about his character. He wasn't even concerned about the people. He wasn't concerned about the enemies. He wasn't even concerned about them. Yeah, he spoke about it, but then he said, wait a minute. He said, but I would have fainted unless I believe I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, because he knew his character. And so I thank God for bringing us to know his character, that no matter what it looks like, it didn't even matter how David felt, really, because there was another scripture, you know, he was like, why is my soul, you know, pressed down, or there was another word he used. He said, but hope in God. He, in the same scripture, in his same monologue, he said, wait a minute, my soul is cast down, but wait a minute, my hope is in God. My hope is not in the people. My hope is not in my money. My hope is not in my children. My hope is not in even this king, you know, this position of king. My hope is not in that. He said, my hope is in God. And so I'm really enjoying just listening and thinking about, and when you think about just the character of God, because like you said, mm-hmm. nothing but good, mm-hmm. only good can come from him, because that's who he is.
that's who
he is. So I am tremendously enjoying this. Amen, and love y'all.
Yes. Well, we love you too, and Pastor Will Kinder, we thank you for calling in. But you know, you really, really stirred myself, and I know Aaliyah's over there just stirred up as well, because you know what, we can actually tonight, for us that are listening, we can take this expectation a little further. And mm-hmm. and what mm-hmm. I mean by that is, because we expect it, now if we'll speak it, because mm-hmm. what you said was the woman with the issue of blood, she had to expect that the Lord would do this thing. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
she had already heard who he was
yes.
and what he was doing.
Oh.
So she found
yes.
out his character then.
Yes.
And so she already began to expect for herself. And
yes.
but not only did she expect, she did go further. So tonight
mm-hmm.
we can go further. Everyone that's
yes.
listening, go further. Go further.
Yes.
And,
yes.
and I will say go further
yes.
by saying something. Saying something.
Because yes.
if you
yes.
expect it, then mm-hmm. say something.
Say
he
something.
Will deliver mm-hmm. me. He will. And you know
mm-hmm.
what? You will get that desired
mm-hmm.
result, as you said, Pastor Wilkinda. So that is so true. So I say, let's take our expectancy to the next level. Let's begin
yes.
to speak
mm-hmm.
it. Because if we really expect it, we will speak it. It won't stay
yes.
inward.
Mm-hmm.
We will speak it outward.
Yes.
And then
yes.
that's when the power comes.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to
that's
God.
When the power comes. So, yes, I think that's what we need to do tonight as believers. I think
yes.
we need to take that strong belief, which is expectancy,
yes.
and we need to take it to the next level, which is
yes.
speaking.
Mm-hmm.
That means don't wait
yes.
to see nothing
mm-hmm.
change, to
mm-hmm.
expect. Don't wait to see anything different before you speak. No, expect
mm-hmm.
and speak in the midst of ugliness, in
yes.
darkness,
mm-hmm.
expect to see,
yes.
because that's exactly the way we see that operating all through Scripture,
yes.
even with God first.
Glory.
Even with God
yes.
first, his expectation
mm-hmm.
is he spoke what he expected, and you know what?
Right.
It came into being.
Yes.
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 That's good. That is good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. God. I'm trying
God.
To get out of this.
Glory to God.
That's how, that is how.
Yeah, and you know what? What
mm-hmm.
we're doing is all spiritual laws, Aaliyah. What we're doing tonight
mm-hmm.
is all spiritual laws. That expectation
mm-hmm.
is a strong belief, okay? And
yeah.
we're going to go ahead and say that's our faith. But then you know
yes.
what? Our
yes.
faith is not not paralyzed, but it's able to move through our words. So the
mm-hmm.
first way we know we have it is by what we say. So you
yes.
know when a person
yes.
expects good by what they say.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and so if we would all get in our mouths, those that are listening today, what we expect
mm-hmm.
in our mouth, get it in our mouth and put
mm-hmm.
it out in word. And even those that are planning on actually calling Aaliyah, let's have them to execute their expectancy today. Let's let
yeah.
them release. Hey, I expect,
mm-hmm.
I expect, you know, because when you do it, trust me, that is currency in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get an
oh,
exchange
yes,
for that.
Yes, yes, yes. Currency, yes, God.
Currency.
Yes, Apostle, that's God, that's God.
Wow. Yes.
Apostle, well, Kendall, we appreciate you for stirring. Even the more, because I was already a bubbling pot over here. So I just thank you for letting the pot boil on over. adult your statement. We have two
glory
more conversations ready for us. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Apostle, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You have Apostle Zoe and Aaliyah. Hello. You're live. You're on mute. Unmute. Unmute. Caller ending in 8728. You are live. Please unmute your phone. You're live. Okay, let me see. Let's try. All right, we'll come back to you, caller. We're going to move on to the next one. You are live.
Glory
on
to God.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening.
Great evening.
Good evening, Apostle. Good evening, Sister Aaliyah.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Elder Tammy. How are you?
Good evening. I am well. I tell you, I am sitting here, and my spirit is just bubbling as I'm listening, and I'm just seeing people that have tuned in, and our faith is just being built. It's being built. And as I've been listening, I kind of leaned up to the edge of my chair because I began to hear that we have the personality of Father. We have the character of Father. Those of us that belong to Him, we are everything that He is. We are our makeup, our thoughts, everything that He is, we are. And I began to think about over in Genesis chapter 1, where He spoke, there was nothing. It was void. It was dark. And He spoke. God's expectancy and knowing who He was, He spoke to the vast darkness. He spoke to the emptiness.
Yes.
And created. It came forth.
That's
life
right.
came forth. Everything came forth. We came forth. Creation came forth. And so, we being as He is, it may be a chaotic situation. It may be a situation or circumstance that we don't understand. Looking at it in the natural. And that's why I love that we're being fed, we're being taught, no, don't function so much according to the natural and stop right there. Here in the natural and stop right there. But go beyond that and operate in the true character of Father, which is operating in the Spirit. His word is Spirit. His word is life. His word is truth. And so I'm just thankful to be on tonight, and this is a wonderful word coming forth, ladies. And I thank Father that so many are being blessed by this word, and even those that may not be on at this time that will tune in to the recording, I praise Father for the fact that I truly believe faith has been built, faith has been stirred, and you're just going to look at that dark situation, if that what it may be for you, a chaotic situation or whatever, and you're only going to speak the word of God with expectancy and faith in His word.
Yes.
And you're going to see that thing turn for you expeditiously, instantaneously, because I heard a hustle and it hit my spirit. I mean, it just hit my spirit. So when she said, we are now in a place, and it's with such ease that it don't matter that it hadn't happened up until this time, because, you know, we can look back. We just look back. And it's not good for us to look back because it wasn't good for Lot's wife to look back. So we don't want to look back in our minds, in our thoughts. Well, I thought it would have happened by now. You know what? I thought this would have occurred by now. I thought this person would be in my life by now. I thought I would have multiple businesses by now, so on and so forth. So we don't want to look back.
No.
Because our expectancy is before us, and Father is doing him. Father is doing him. It's for us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing me to take up some of your time, Miss Aaliyah.
Not a problem. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Love you, ladies.
Yes. Love you.
You.
Too. Yes.
All right.
I believe Aaliyah was sticking out to me. What she said is, and we both agree. Well, all three of us agree that it's not about the past or what haven't happened, because it's still the present. It's still the present.
Right.
So it's now. So
it's
now.
It's
you know, right now. And if we could get that in our spirit, it's now. It's now.
It is now. It is now.
Yes.
It is now. I love it. We got some more calls. Apostle is blowing up right about now. I told you I thought I'm pulling it. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. You are live on Friday Inspire. Are you ready? We came back to the 8728.
Good evening.
Hello. Great evening. How are you?
I'm fine. Hello, Apostle. How you doing, Aaliyah?
Great
Evangelist
Mary.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm great. I am
great. Yes, you are. We agree with that.
I was so blessed, you know, because you were talking, you know, we were expecting. And the thing that hit me so hard was the fact that all along, you know, how you get the promise to God, say, I'm going to do this and do that. And I know and I believe with all my heart that he's going to do it. But when you just said a minute ago, now you just can't only expect, that you got to put the word with it. And I said, now that's what I have been doing wrong. I hold on to the promise and I believe everything God has said, everything. But the thing is, now it's time, like you say, it's time for me to put the word on that promise. You understand what I'm saying? So it just blessed me so. It blessed me so. I mean, it's like, that's the answer right there. I mean, nothing else. That's the answer. Just put the word on the promise that he's given you already.
Yes. And you know what? If we would just do that, Evangelist, if we would just, honestly, if we would take this expectancy to the next level of just speaking it out, back with the word backing what we say. That's like if you have an expectation that the Lord is going to bless you with a home, then you know what? There's already a word in the scriptures concerning your home. He said, I will give you houses that you didn't build. So now my expectation is not just an expectation based off of my ability to get myself a house. I have an expectation based on the word of God backing me. Now I put that word in my mouth according to this expectancy. So now what I say is this. The Lord says he will give me houses that I didn't build, and he will fill them with good things. And so now that expectancy done went to the next level now, because now the word is backing my expectancy, but I'm putting the word out before me.
That's good. Goodness.
That's awesome. Ooh. A whole new door. Whole new door.
Yes. Yes.
My God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Evangelist, thank you so much for dialing in tonight and sharing with us, because I'm telling you, I know every person that's pressed that one, they've been blessed. Every person that's been obedient and pressed that one, I know they've been blessed. You ain't even got to tell me because of you. I know you feel me.
good night.
You too. Thank you again.
Blessed night. We love you.
Welcome to On Friday Inspired with Apostle Zoe and Aaliyah.
Hi, ladies. This is Jamie. How are you all doing this afternoon?
Great. How are you
doing, Jamie?
Hello. Hello, Miss Jamie. I am doing well. I am bubbling over myself. I'm tickled with joy. I'm tickled with joy. And in my mind, like, I'm thinking about for my own self, like, how often we always think about what we're able to do with our current resources, with those things that we can control. But recently I find myself with that these two scriptures keep coming up every time something happens and God puts something in my spirit. And I try to revert to that natural mind and look at what I got and what I'm able to do. I know the plans that I have for you, Jamie. I find myself saying, okay, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm going to praise you and I'm going to worship you. Okay, Lord, it's just going this other way, but guess what? I'm going to praise you and I'm going to worship you. So, I mean, you all are just right on point tonight. My spirit is just bubbling over. And I've been in this place for the past 3 to 4 weeks, and God really have just been moving and doing things, just unexpected things. He's just been, I mean, putting stuff in my spirit to do, to say to certain people, and it comes back just so unexpectedly. And I know that it is God because, like I said, it's working out in my favor, and it's outside of what I would normally do. It's outside what I can do. So we serve a big God. We serve big God. And I just encourage everybody to just think so far outside of what it is that you're able to do. Think so far outside of that because God is able to do it. If he brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. And I am seeing that. I'm living through.
Well, there's one thing that I like that you said, Jamie, and you gave the scripture. You said, you started to quote that scripture, and you talked about the plans that he has for you are plans of good, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So whatever you're expecting, the plan that he has that is good is going to cause you to be able to meet your expectations and the expectations he has, because he says it's only good. So you know what? Again, it shows you the heart, the mind, and the character of God. My plans are good. That means, that tells you that he is good. Because can't no good come out of nothing evil. So we got to be able to see God right. We got to see him right, because it'll help our expectancy of the Lord right. Amen?
Amen.
That's great. That's great. I love that scripture. I love it.
Y'all, I done put me a notepad and a pen right by my bed. Why? So when I wake up in the middle of the night and God puts that in my spirit, I'm starting to write it down.
Yes, that's right. That is great. That's good.
Yes.
Right there. Wow.
Yes. An expectation for all of Jesus. Thank you so much for sharing. We so bless God for
you
tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Amen. Thank you all.
All right, we've got another caller, Papa. Get ready.
Okay.
You are welcome on Friday Inspire with Apostle Zoe and Aaliyah. You're live with us.
Hello there. This is Sabrina. Hello, Apostle. Hello, Aaliyah. Good afternoon.
Hello, Sabrina.
Great evening to you.
Well, I kept trying. I said, well, I'm going to get through. But I tell you, everybody came before me. They spoke everything that I was going to say out of my mouth because I'm sitting over here shouting and screaming as well because of expectation. I mean, it makes you think that you can accomplish anything when you put God in it. And so my expectation for myself is that I know God is in it, and so whatever I expect of myself and I go to him first, he will give it to me. And so I'm just sitting here saying, Lord, I just thank you. And those plans that Jamie just spoke about, I love that scripture because it is one that lives inside of me. Yes. And and just to hear the message tonight of what you gave us, which is always, you give us something, a tool that we can always use. And I just thank God for that, because every time you open up your mouth, I get something out of every word that you speak and every word that you say.
Lord, I give the Lord glory. Thank you,
Jesus. So I just say, I thank you, God. I just thank you.
Yes.
And I get something from everyone that is in the ministry, which always, they always open up their mouth, and I can get something from Kendall. I can get something from Tammy, Mary, those who came, even Jamie, all those who came before you. I can pull a nugget out of everything that they said that I can use.
Amen. Yes, yes.
So
yes.
I thank you. I thank you, God, for my expectation.
And you know what, Sabrina, just listening to you talk and you saying, I get something from everybody that has come before me on this line tonight, that lets you know that the good that's in us that comes from God, somebody else, is their expectation is being built off of hearing somebody else. So we should all be in a place of that we're releasing this good that comes from the expectation of our God. And the more we do that, I'm telling you, change the environment around you.
Yes.
You will change the atmosphere, the climate in which you live in, because it's a spirit. And it's contagious. Because as I listen to each one that comes on the line, you can hear the same joy, the same, and everybody keeps using, I'm bubbling over. I'm bubbling over.
Yeah.
It's an overflow coming out of me. There's an excitement that's in me. And you know what? That excitement starts with one, or we're all hearing something individually. But then when we collectively begin to speak, we begin to talk, that energy, that synergy, and that spirit begins to go throughout the whole line, through the whole line tonight.
Yes, God. Yes. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, it goes through. There's a connection. It's a link that we all are connected to, that one link. Yes, God. Yes, God. Well, I know you have plenty of others that are coming through. I'm not going home because I could still be talking about this expectation until 12 midnight. But I'm going, look, I'm going to let somebody else have it, because I'm going to give in that expectation tonight, because I expect even more. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, Aaliyah. Thank you so much, Apostle, for that expectation that you guys delivered tonight. And I just love you.
Yes. Well, we love you too.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you again. Ooh, Jesus. I tell you.
It's good, isn't it? You can feel it. It's strong in us. Because I'm telling you, when you expect, I'm telling you, God delivers. He brings, He performs because of our strong belief in Him. We expect the Lord. We expect the good in the land of the living. I'm telling you, we have nothing but word after word, scripture after scripture, based off of His goodness of the Lord, right here in the land of the living. We're not waiting to die to experience the goodness of the Lord. We're experiencing it now.
Yes, God. All right, you ready for our next caller?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to On Friday Inspired with Apostle Zoe and Aaliyah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You're with us. Hello.
How are you?
Great. We're great. How are you this evening?
All is well. All is well. Thank you. Can you hear me?
What did you want to share tonight?
Yes. Just wanted to say I'm excited about Jesus on this evening. What an awesome word. I tell you, my expectancy level is through the roof.
Yes, it is.
I tell you what, that makes you get that much more excited about Jesus. You know, I always have loved him, But I tell you, it gets sweeter and sweeter. And I tell you, the illumination of expectation, wow.
Yes.
You know, we really got to come on up. We just got to stop settling and stop just, as my sister said, merely existing. You know, it's just bombard the heavenlies and tear down some walls. So, you know, we got work to do. So
yes,
I tell you, I thank God for the tools, and I thank him for this fresh word.
Yes.
I tell you, it's getting clearer and clearer, you know. And I'm just simply amazed. I am just simply in awe. He is just so good, and I'm not going to take up a lot of time because I'm just stirred up.
And, you know, we can hear it. I can hear it. I think you've been stirred since this morning. And, you know, and I'm so grateful that you're part of the Healing School on Tuesdays because I am seeing it just transform hearts and minds even into greater places in God. And so, yes, I hear your stir, and as you talk, you're releasing that stir into the other, in other hearts of men. And so we're excited along with you because, listen, this is a joint effort. This is a community of believers that are joining together, expecting the good of God. And I tell you, nothing but good shall befall us. Nothing but good. That's our decree. That's what we're declaring. And it's established among us because we're in agreement tonight.
My God, what a blessing. Thank you again. Thank you.
Yes, we thank you for calling.
Not a problem. Enjoy your evening.
You too. Ooh, Father, the bubbling over. But you know something she said that blessed me? She said the illumination of the expectations. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes, she did. Yes, she did. See, that thing then opened up to her. It's just then taking on a whole nother living expression to her. It's amazing. It's amazing how powerful expectation by itself is, and how much it creates an energy. It creates its own attraction. There's an attraction that comes to the expectancy because when that expectancy is really great, you start moving over into speaking your faith, and the next thing you know, okay, then you've just set a law in motion that now has to be that has to come into fruition.
All right now. Yes, God. Ooh, Jesus. I mean, everybody talks about the bubble, but there's such a, and our Pastor Lakendoff said, there's such a surge. She said she felt the surge as she pressed one and got on the line with us. She felt the surge as well. So I know every person that pressed that one, they felt that surge. So if you have a question, comment, or you just want to share how this word and you and others have been an impact to you or how it's touched you, press 1 at 929-477-2178. I'm telling you, the testaments and the comments have been just, we were already
amazing. Amazing. I'm telling you, it's almost as if, you know, it's tangible. The expectation has almost become tangible. You can actually feel from the expectations. You can feel it. And so I'm telling you, people of God, stay in faith. Stay in expectation. Do not lose your confidence towards the Lord. Do not lose your confidence. The Bible says, don't lose your confidence because it has great recompense of reward. I'm telling you, it will bring forth a reward to you. You will be paid from that confidence that you have in the goodness of the Lord right here in the land of the living. Nothing is too hard. Nothing is impossible. Nothing, nothing, yeah. Nothing. Believe God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to remember that scripture. See, oh, Pastor Kenda is a theologian. I'm trying to remember that scripture where the servant was sent and Jesus sent a word, and that word landed where it was sent, and that person was healed. And they asked, well, what hour, what time? And they said at the very same hour that Jesus spoke it, the person was healed. And I can't, you know the story I'm speaking of, but I can't remember where it is. And I start thinking about the expectation of that person was, I know my child is going to be healed because Jesus spoke it, you know. And so my expectation, this centurion servant, yes, thank you. I told you, Pastor Kendall, no. But I know that... that centurion servant, you know, was like, okay, well, I'm going to go and you know, do what he said do. And when he got there, that child was healed at the hour that the time that word, the word was released. So our expectation is it's already done so we can see the manifestation of it quickly. And as Elder said a moment ago, she said expeditiously. So we just declare that to me. So.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
And we declare that over everyone that has participated in this in the calls, those that have been listening in, that their faith is being stirred even now, and that their expectancy level has increased in the name of Jesus, and that they shall see and know that the Lord has done this thing for them. This thing, I'm telling you, I believe God. I believe God, and we're sending that even out through the airwaves tonight for even those that will hear later, that will listen in later, that faith will arise in their hearts, and they will believe God again for those things in which he said, in those things that's their heart's desire, they shall bring forth. So I'm excited, and I believe he's going to do it just to show them, even if, in, you know, there are times where we haven't been where we needed to be in our faith, but God has still shown himself to be who he is. And so that encourages our faith and our expectancy that God doesn't change even when we don't have what we are needing to have at that moment. But because of who he is, he makes up the difference. He will make up the difference. He will make up the difference.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
He will make the difference. Oof. Yep, God. Each and every time. Each and
yes,
every
he will.
Time. Wow.
Yes,
oh,
he
my
will.
Oof. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, this has been such a blessing. I've been actually posting some of the things you've been saying. I've been posting it in the event itself, as well as on my page, and getting people in the like, and some people talking about, oh, I got to share this, and, you know, so I'm telling you, the kingdom is making an impact, you know, whether they're listening now or they'll go back and listen, the kingdom is making an impact and has made an impact in the lives of many and many to come through this word and your obedience, and we praise God for you. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I love it. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. It's so funny that, you know, people are constantly reminding you of, hey, this, I love this, I love that, I love this. Like, thank you. I'm trying to read the chats and listen and still bubbling over. We have another person that said, I want to say something, but I got another caller that came in. I'll be right back. Ooh, I tell you, Apostle. But guys, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question or comment, this word tonight, this topic was so God, and God just reminded me of this word that this awesome woman of God released about a month ago in prayer. And I was in worship Saturday morning, and I heard it so clearly. And I reached out to her and said, Apostle, can you talk? Are you busy? And I said, are you available Saturday? Because I believe that's our topic. So, you know, I tell people all the time now, Apostle, this show is his show. I'm just the mouthpiece that he's choosing, using this hour, and I'm humble. And so, you know, I used to do the show months at a time. I have people that I can select to interview, but I only do it as he say do it. This is his show, completely his show. So I'm just, I'm so in awe of God and what he's doing in the lives of his people through obedient vessels like yourself. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. And let me just say even your expectancy, Aaliyah, even people's expectancy is a seed planted. See, you can, even expectancy by itself, your expectation is a seed that you're planting. And I'm telling you, it will bring up exactly what you expect. It's a seed. You can plant it. You can plant that. You're planting by those inner thoughts that you're having, the things that you're saying out of your mouth, all of that in the spirit is seed. Is seed being planted to bring up in your life. It will produce in your life. So know what you're expecting for as you believe God. Know what you're expecting. Have the word to back up your expectation. Then take that expectancy to the next level and begin to speak your expectations and watch God.
Oh, my goodness. Your expectancy is a seed. Apostle, you just, your expectancy is a seed. If y'all just grab that by itself, just that little piece by itself, grab hold of your expectancy to become a seed. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's going to come up.
Yes, God. And can you imagine can you imagine these seeds of expecting him to do everything that he's shown you? Just those are the seeds, and you're just seeing it, just intentionally seeing it. Can you? Oh, Jesus!
Oh yeah, yeah. That is so true. That is so true. A lot of times, people expect is what comes into being. So that means that expectancy is also a seed. It's also a seed. So we do need to watch what we're expecting. What do you expect for your children? What are you expecting? What opportunities are you expecting to open up for you? What expectancy do you have, you know, for your health and your wellness? Listen, expectation of good. You got to get in your mind what you're expecting out of your children, you know, because as you expect it and you back it up through speaking it, what you expect, it'll spring forth. It'll bring forth a harvest that you will be satisfied with.
Yes, God. Ooh. Yes, God.
Yes, yes. Ooh, yes, have an expectation. Because, you know, sometimes you have people that just don't expect anything. You know, they just kind of, you know, whatever. But get an expectation. And what that does is it drives, it kind of steers or governs what things will come forth. Your own expectancy is powerful.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I tell you. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, good.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that is real good. Really, really good. My chats are going off all over again. Oh, my goodness. Guys, if y'all have ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question or comment, or you just want to say anything about what has been said that has truly, like, hit your spirit like it has hit mine, press 1 on the number of 929-477-2178, and we're going to bring you on with us, and you can share with us. Because I promise you, you're going to feel this power surge on this line. And you're just going to be even the more as you're sharing. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. My God.
Yes, we thank God.
Yes, Lord. Woo, Jesus. Oh, my God. Here we go with our next caller. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You're on with Apostle Zoe and Aaliyah.
Hi there. This is
Charlotte.
Good evening. I was fighting to get off the phone so I could get on this call because I just want to share about the service or the healing school on earlier today, and how, you know, we decreed and we declared some things and just how high the spirit was, and I'm still, you know, in that same place, and then get on here and we're talking about expectancy, and I'm bubbling over. So I'm grateful for this broadcast. I'm grateful for it. I'm excited. I'm just excited about the things of God and what God is doing in this time and this hour.
Yes, and we can hear it. It's all in you. It's all out of you too. It's coming out.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. We love it. Wow. Thank you. I know it is like an overflow from healing school today.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaliyah did say that was her declaration today. And so I do hear that with the people as everyone is calling in. And it goes so well with how the Lord would move today. So, yes, yes, yes. So for everyone that got to look at Facebook and those that haven't watched yet and listening online to this expectation of good, you'll see how it just fit together like a puzzle.
Yes.
It does.
Yes, yes.
It truly does. And for those of you who are trying to figure out what in the world we're talking about, Apostle teaches every Tuesday morning at 11:30, and it's called Healing School. And the topic today was the kingdom of God. Was it, Apostle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you look at my page, my personal page, you will see that I shared it from the Kingdom Works business page. And I'm telling you, you go back and watch that replay of that, it will, like, put you on top of the world. And then listening to the broadcast tonight will shoot you on up into somewhere in outer space. So,
yes, God. Amen. Y'all be blessed.
So it's like it was the prelude. Thank you so much for sharing. It's like the prelude to where we are now. So, we thank God. Your expectancy is producing. Hallelujah, and I just give God praise, and that was truly what I said, Apostle, is my declaration, that vein that we were in this morning continued through the broadcast, and we got exactly that vein, but still,
yes.
For the people who weren't even there were able to partake. Pastor Wakenda was at work, Elder Tammy was at work, but they still were able to partake, you know, so I know they're going to go back and listen to that recording. But so for any of you who are listening, go out to my personal email page, Aaliyah Butler, Facebook page, or go to Kingdom Works. If you don't have access to our church page, you can go out to my personal page and come out and visit us on Saturday Night Live. I'm telling you, it's not church as usual. So don't look for no program, because that is not going to be what you get. But you're going to get an experience. That is what you're going to get. And we every Saturday night at 7 p.m. 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, Conyers, Georgia, with the Apostle.
Yes.
That's Apostle Kevin and Zoe Leggett in the house. I tell you, it is so refreshing to be under apostles and people that love the Lord and really, really live the life that they preach about. That's just, it's refreshing to see that. And, you know, it's refreshing to see God just work the way he's working through you guys. It's encouraging. And it's just keeping
Lord
all of
God.
Us going at leaps and bounds, keeping us growing at
Amen.
Leaps and bounds. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Guys, it's your final call, ladies and gentlemen. Final call for questions or comments. We're at 929-477-2178. Press option 1. If you have a question, comment, or if you just have a statement that you want to make, or if you just want to jump in and get this power surge, that's up to you, too. But, Jesus, there you is beautiful. It is so beautiful. God, it's so
it beautiful. Is beautiful.
I tell you, it is. Oh, Jesus. Yes, God. Lord, my God. So, Apostle, what would be some of the final things that you would like to say to the people who are listening, whether they're listening live or they'll be going back to the recording?
Well, I would just want to encourage you in the words that have already been spoken, that your expectation is very, very important, is very, very vital for what will come forth or be birthed in your life in the future. So our expectations, we need to go back and to really look at what our expectations are and take our expectations to the next level by finding what God says about what we're expecting. And by doing that, it gives us a solid and a sure foundation to stand on, to lean on, that you're not just expecting just to be expecting. You're not just expecting from nowhere, but you're expecting based off of who he is, and then you're expecting off of what he said. So with who he is and what he has said, you have a sure yes and you have a sure amen concerning your expectations.
Amen, and amen.
Yes.
We thank you. Yes. Oh, my gosh. We thank you again, Apostle, for joining us tonight. Like I told you, I knew it was going to be powerful because of the internet issues and all that good stuff. But, you know, it's all is well because we completed the assignment and many were blessed and impacted and many who will go back and listen to the recording. So thank you again. And you have anything else to share as far as any upcoming events?
Yes, I would love to share about the Outbreak Conference that we're having here in Conyers at Kingdom Works International Ministries. That's 1303 Parker Road, and that is September the 14th through the 16th. And so we have just a few weeks before that conference, and that is a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. And we're going to have some very awesome men of God that's going to be proclaiming and decreeing and declaring the word of God in our hearing, and it's coming with power, it's coming with might, it's coming with strength, it's coming already in faith, so you can be nothing but empowered by it. It's the Outbreak Conference, September the 14th through the 16th, every night at 7 p.m. with Apostle Alberto De Leon on that Friday night, Apostle Thomas Evans on Saturday night for our Saturday night live, which would be, you know, together. And then that Sunday, our very own, my husband, Apostle Kevin Leggett. And so we're looking at having a great time, and we want everybody to come out. But hey, join in, because you will be totally blessed for sure.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank you again for joining us and sharing and helping us raise our expectation and take it to the next level. We give God praise for you, for what you're doing for the to impact the kingdom on a daily basis. And we thank God for everything that you've outpoured, and we speak forth 100-fold back into you for what you've outpoured.
Yes,
into
I
us. We give
God in Jesus'
yes.
name. Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Thank you again.
Amen.
All right, guys and girls, if y'all missed any of this broadcast, you need to go back and listen to the recording. Share it with your family members. Share it with your friends, because it is time to come up. You heard Apostle Zoe. She said, we need to take our expectation to another level. So that means that you're going to have to take some time and get in your word, because what you put in is what you're going to get out. So if you don't have nothing in, guess what you're going to get out? Nothing. Or if you do have something out, get it, that comes out, it's not going to be positive. So make sure you're feeding yourself the right things. What are you listening to? What are you watching? Make sure you're making sure you're protecting your ear gates and your eye gates, so your expectation can't do nothing but go to the next level, that it can soar, and you're soaring like the eagle that we were seeing earlier today. So we give God praise for each and every one of you that was able to dial in and listen tonight, or if you were able to listen by internet. We give God praise for you. And make sure you tune in each and every week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But share this broadcast with a friend, a family member, because they need to hear that God is here to do what you expect for him to do. Your expectation is a seed. So just expect him for it and watch him move. I'm Leah Butler, Miss On Friday Inspired. Love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a blessed one.